currently experiencing technical difficulties. Please stand by.
TOTC Limited is a fictional organization that exists to retroactively destroy your childhood. By listening to this disclaimer, you hereby waive your right to sue TOTC Limited in the event that your childhood is irreparably damaged. You also waive your right to party as, if you're partying, you aren't buying our shit. Mr. Piper and Mr. Little's views in no way reflect the views of TOTC Limited. They believe that children are the future. TOTC Limited could care less about the children. As long as they have easy access to their parents' credit card, they're valuable. Buckle up, and let's make some fucking money!
Some crust from a sandwich, an old yogurt pot, cigarettes that'll kill me, my scalp itches. I'll be your money man, I'll be your money man, I'll be your money man, I'll be your money man.
Friends and lovers, welcome to Think of the Children. It's a premier podcast where we ruin your childhood, and I am the strongest, the very strongest. You guys are not very strong. My name is Owen Piper.
My name is Joe Little.
I had the quote and the script open on two separate tabs on my computer, so I had to switch in between and I got very confused.
we have just like done the... You know, in like a movie where there's the person who used to be good at something and they come back and they like get angry because they're not good at it straight away, like the mental character?
Yeah.
That's what you just did, but with a podcast.
That's what I just did with a podcast. Welcome to the show, everyone. We're back. We took a bit of a month off there.
Yeah.
Not by choice.
No.
Ismay Hutton has been relentless in her pursuit. We've had to swerve around. Dave 90210 has had to take us into some very strange back roads. But we're here now, we've got signal, and we're coming at you live. Not live, but we're coming at you once again. We've taken over your device for an hour. Jay, how you doing, Chief?
I'm good. I just want to point out that you say, like, you know, we've been driving and escaping, but I just want to say that we've been driving for 4 days, and I've been doing all of that, and I haven't slept in those 4 days.
Yeah.
I feel like we're not really sharing the responsibility of the crimes we've committed here.
Right, listen, we've both done some terrible, terrible things.
I've killed so many.
Yes, and I Jumanji'd three people. I Jumanji'd some people into a podcast. So, like, we've both done things we're not proud of, right? And we've both made enemies for life. However, we're here now, we're amongst it, we've got to just get on with it. I don't want to hear your moaning about how, oh, you don't do as much, you don't even help me put the bodies in the boot. I will do that when you pay the bills, you piece of shit.
Shut up.
We have not done the podcast for a month. Okay.
It has been a bit slow comedy-wise.
I started doing comedy again like 5 days ago when... No, it was last week actually when I did an episode of Ironically Crit Chat. And since then it's like, how do I use these muscles in my brain to make people do a laugh? Who fucking knows?
I told a really bad joke in labs the other day and I said, I'm a professional comedian as like a joke. And then somebody replied with, are you? And then like I had this moment of like just suddenly like, oh my god, am I? Like the Kill Bill like bride siren going up. I'm like, ah!
Someone said that to me the other day. Like, I made them laugh, and I was like, "Yes, I am a professional comedian." And they said, "Yes, you are." I'm like, "Shut the fuck up! Don't. No, I'm not. Be quiet." And I left. So, Jay, do you want to explain to the people what we've been up to, you and I? Because, like, in this month off, we've both had to do some things in order to pay the bills, so to speak. Well, to keep fuel in the tank. Dave 90210 has had to go on the game, which is unfortunate. There are not many people out there who want an escort that is a clone man.
Yes.
But, you know, such is life, c'est la vie. And Dave's taking it on the chin. He's smooth like a Ken doll down there, so he doesn't do any sex. He just sort of, like, you know...
Stands there awkwardly.
Yeah, but, you know, they enjoy it. Some people are into that. What have you been doing to keep us going?
Well, you and I took very different career paths.
Yeah, probably.
You decided to become a full-on, like, MC, Master of Ceremonies,
I rap god. I have become the greatest rapper. And this isn't too presumptuous. I am the greatest musician of the 21st century now.
Would you say that you're beginning to feel like a rap god, as the great Marshall Mathers once said?
I do. I do feel that. Hence why I am now the rap god, and I am the real Slim Shady. If you follow my Twitter, you'll know what happened there. But I've become a great rapper. My platinum album has just gone double platinum, which is incredible. It's in fact, no, fuck it. It's gone quadruple platinum.
You can tell that Owen predominantly streams his music instead of owning it as a CD.
Yes. Yeah. Hang on. No, albums still go platinum. Shut the fuck up.
They do. I'm just saying. But you don't own them physically, do you, Owen?
I own quite a lot of physical music albums.
Sure, you do. They're all your own. That's why it's gone platinum.
Yeah, they're all my own. Yeah, because I bought millions of copies of my
own. That's why we now are in an 18-wheeler and not a small camper van.
I can shift this product. Just give me some time. It's going to take some effort.
While Owen's been doing that, I have apparently dedicated myself to the very non-profitable or entertaining habit of like attacking an entire ship / fandom. I have declared myself an enemy to all Star Wars fans because I hate Star Wars so much now. And I also hate Raylos. And if you're listening to this podcast and you're a Raylo, I don't want you to stop listening because we need the views, but also fuck you.
Get out.
Still, like, put the podcast on your phone or laptop or whatever you're listening to the podcast on, and then leave your house for about an hour, and then come back, and then feel bad about who you are as a person.
Take your headphones off.
Don't fucking at me either.
Yeah, Raylos, you are not welcome here.
I don't want to hear your stupid fucking opinion.
Oh, but they're so perfect together. No, shut the fuck up.
No.
You are wrong.
Stop with this shit. I could do a podcast about how Raylo is bad. I'm going to do a 6-part full thematic analysis of Raylos, and it's just going to be me going, fucking no, and that's it.
We could just do another episode of That's Not How That Shit Works, You Fucking Idiot, for Raylos.
Yeah, but the thing is...
That short-lived micro-podcast that we tried for a bit.
The gimmick of that was that we were like, hey, yeah, so that's not how that fucking shit... But I'd be like, that's not how that fucking shit works, you asshole! I'd just be going off because I hate it so much. It makes me fucking uncomfortable.
And Jay's been using that, and that's been a very lucrative business, I think.
Yeah.
But, you know...
I should start making merch.
Yeah. Dave is the one that's really bringing in the money. So thank you, Dave, for that. Don't talk. He's too traumatized by the things he's seen.
I know this is an audio show. I want people to understand that Dave 90210 looks like Bill from Brooklyn Nine-Nine, just so you get an understanding of his physical appearance.
Yes, that is what he looks like. I've always
seen him that way.
So, okay, let's talk about what we did in the last episode. So, we're still trying to make money here. So, we do have an account. It's not as powerful as our last one. That was a very powerful offshore Swedish bank account. This is a powerful offshore New Jersey bank account, which isn't quite as useful, but it is what it is. So, Jay, how did Nerf Ambush do at market? Which is, I must say, one of the favourite things of mine that we have done thus far.
I honestly do not remember.
It was like normal IKEA furniture that exploded into Nerf darts, and also a thing you use during sex.
How did you use it during sex?
I honestly can't remember. The TOTC fans are listening to this like, oh yeah, no, that makes it. Yeah, Nerf Ambush, I remember. But like, we don't remember what we do from week
Wasn't
to week.
It also that like, nobody bought it, we just deposited it in homes at random?
Possibly?
I remember that being a thing. Whatever. Either way, that's how I decided to distribute the product, because I couldn't show my face in public, so I just broke into houses and left essentially Nerf claymores in people's houses.
Did you even take any money for this?
Oh, I took loads of money.
Okay, good. So you just robbed a bunch of people and put them in their house.
I booby-trapped someone's house with minor explosives and stole their belongings.
I home aloned a bunch of people and then also stole some money from
them. Yeah, I home aloned some motherfuckers, and then a couple of them were like in the house, because I'm going to be honest with you, Owen. We've come from the top to the bottom, and I haven't done breaking and entering since my youth, my days in
the old cat burglar skills were a little bit rusty.
Turns out that driving a motorbike through the window of the house next to the one you want to rob and then beating everyone inside to death with a crowbar because they saw your face because you forgot to put on a balaclava and also it was midday, it's not a good way to make money. So I only really managed to do like 4 or 5, and it was in house.
You still did the breaking part, like you
broke it. I broke the window and then entered.
So technically
quite
success.
Rapidly.
If anything, that's like, we need to get like GDQ on the phone to like do the speed run numbers on that, make sure you're on the leaderboard somewhere. Get Guinness involved. Fastest rob and mine placement in a house.
So I took some stuff. Unfortunately, I only really could find one thing of worth, because there was a lot of fire and blood. Very Targaryen, if you catch my meaning. And so all I got was this Rolex watch, which I'm actually going to keep because I miss owning things.
Do you mind handing me that Rolex?
No, I'm not going
to.
No,
I'm not going to do anything to it. I just want to have a look at it. Just I know.
I trust
things.
You. Oh, and you I should. Trust. I trust you implicitly. I feel like we've achieved some kind of symbiosis in our relationship. So if you betray me on this, it will hurt me. And I've been awake for 4 days, so nothing will stop me from taking vengeance.
Okay, let me just take this. Yeah, no, this is good stuff right here. This is a genuine fake Rolex. I'm really glad that you stole this.
Yes.
This is fucking worthless.
Yeah, I know. I just like. I just like owning things that I can associate and relate to.
Yeah, you know, this isn't even a Rolex. This is a Dora the Explorer watch for an 8-year-old. What?
It also doesn't work.
It's broken. The battery's
yeah. It turns out when you hit a small child wearing that watch with a motorbike, it breaks the watch and the child.
The more you know, children. If you throw a motorcycle at a kid, it breaks.
Yeah.
Good to know.
All in all, we did not make much money because all I did was murder a bunch of people. I booby trap an empty house for the police.
The more things change over here at TOTC, the more they stay the same.
Yes.
So let's crack on with it, shall we? Let's get it done. If you don't know what we do here, then we take the things you remember from childhood and we ruin them for fun and profit, and then display their corpses for all the world to see while the vultures peck at them and deposit us delicious money poop. So Jay, yes. Have you got any you want to do this week?
I have a couple, actually.
Okay, and, give me the first one.
My first one, and I'm torn because they're both so good. One, like, we both had a very weird reaction to, and the other one, we just didn't realise why we've never done it. So I'm going to go with that one first because it feels overdue, but Digimon. Yeah.
How have we not fucking done Digimon?
I don't know. How have we not conquered those digital monsters?
Those Digimon that are the champions.
Pokemon in disguise.
Those heroes in a half shell, the Digimon.
Does whatever a spider can, Digimon.
What is this bit?
Lives in a pineapple under the sea. Digimon!
Digimon! Digital monsters. They live in the sea.
Chum bucket. My favorite Digimon was Chum Bucket Mon.
Yeah, Chum Bucket Mon. And Mr. Krabs Mon.
It sounds like somebody's like, let's get out of the Chum Bucket, man. That's the Digimon.
So Digimon, then, if you don't know what it is, it was a series of virtual pet toys over in the Japan. It was like Tamagotchi, but aimed at the boys, because these digital pets, they aren't just cute, they fight one another with lasers and fire breath. And then it became a very popular anime series, which is very good, and I like it a lot. And then it was a series, and it was just a big multimedia franchise like Pokemon, but not as popular, which is a shame, because I think it's better in many ways.
Is this still going on? It must be.
Still ongoing. The card game is still very prolific over in Japan. There was a couple of really, really good RPGs, the Cyber Sleuth games, that came out very recently. The anime doesn't air anymore, but if it does, it might do, but if it does, I fell off it after Tamers, I think I stopped watching, which was the third series.
There are seven. There's Digimon Adventure, Adventure 2, Tamers, Frontier, Data Squad Fusion, and Digimon Universe App Monsters. That's a mobile game.
Oh, yeah. No, App Monsters is the new one, and it's bad. there was also Tri.
Which is a shame, because the artwork looks fucking rad.
Yeah, true. Then there was Tri. Tri was them going back to Adventure and expanding that story, which was cool. Because I always liked the original Digimon. I've got the first two seasons of Digimon on Blu-ray, if you can believe that. I love Digimon a lot. So let's talk about Digimon and what can we do to make it bad.
So you'll have to take the lead on this one for a change, because usually it's me pulling an obscure, weird thing that I have to take the lead on, and now you can do it.
Yeah, this is something I love very much.
Explain the whole series to me in less than 15 words.
Children befriend monsters.
Okay, Pokemon.
Sorry, I'll try that again. Children become best friends with dragons.
Same thing, but sure.
No, it's not. They're not best friends. Fuck you. The dragons don't talk back in Pokemon. Eat my whole dick. Right.
I speak Charizard.
Yeah, children become best friends with dragons. They're digital. They kill the internet.
Oh, okay.
Sometimes. I'm vastly oversimplifying, but that's more or less the core of Digimon. The thing is, like, each season is so radically different because Adventure was Adventure and Adventure 2 were very similar. They were both like fantasy romps, but right. Tamers was like, really fucking dark, and it was not like it wasn't like, you know, Akira, but it was. Anak, is that something? Can we make Digimon Akira?
I had an idea. I don't know how funny it would be. Because they're going to the digital world, right? So what if, like...
Sometimes they go by choice, sometimes they're taken there. Sometimes they don't, sometimes the Digimon come over here. It's very different from season to season.
This may be pretty, like, low bar, but it's been a week and a half. Yeah, so true.
Start with a low bar.
What if it's on the digital world? That's just Pornhub.
I like that. Or, like, can we just do, like, the whole dark web in general, maybe?
Dark web seems like it could get pretty bad pretty quick.
Yeah, that's the point, though, isn't it?
I guess, but, like, dark web's got, like, organ selling and shit.
Agumon, what's that? That's an organ dealer, Ty. He sells organs, like kidneys.
Whereas in Pornhub,
well,
it could
be
like...
my mom has a rare kidney disease. Let's buy an organ.
It could be like, Agumon, what's that? And, like...
That's double penetration, Ty.
It's just like, that's Madison Ivy. Oh, cool. And it's like that. That's the show.
My favorite character.
And it's just random like anime characters. Like but you know that shit where they draw like anime characters like real like hype photorealistic, but they're just
Kind of like Alita Battle Angel, yeah.
So we just release a series of porn videos where it's like regular porn, except halfway through a bunch of fucking terrifying anime characters come out. And they're like, Agumon, what's that? And like Paul's just like, what the fuck is happening?
There's a tie-in porn series we have to make with this. I kind of like the idea that like my favorite character in Digimon was like the nerdy kid Izzy and Tentomon, sure. His Digimon friend, because he's the best one. And I'm kind of just like, I kind of like the idea that he's there in the corner with his laptop, and he's like, prodigious. This. Sorry. Give me a porn category. Give me a porn category, quick. I need to keep the bit going.
I don't know, redhead.
Prodigious. This redhead BDSM porn is just what we need to level up our Digimon to champion level. And then they sit down and all the Digimon are very horny and watch the porn, and then they all become bigger dragons to kill the big beetle that's trying to kill them all.
And it's a symbol for erections.
And it's a symbol for erections and the teenage desire to explore one's sexuality and figure
out. So we've just made weird Big Mouth.
Yes, we've made Big Mouth good. We've finally done it, ladies and gentlemen. We made Big Mouth watchable. Because it has more Digimon in it.
Yes.
So, you're welcome. We will have to cut the child characters, though.
Yes, obviously.
We will have to cut TK and Kari, which is unfortunate because they are the best part of the show.
Don't they just grow up at the end?
In Adventure 2, so the sequel series, they are older and they become... They stay in the cast. They become older.
Just having about them, and they just have this really weird awakening. Like, oh, we all just really like porn. they just sat around one day, and then like someone's like, oh, sometimes I watch porn, and someone else is like, oh, dude, I love porn. They're like, oh yeah, me too. And then Agumon's like, I fucking beat this dick every day, and they just wax his cock out. They're like, all right, Agumon, calm down, come on.
I beat my fucking dragon dick every day, Ty.
And Ty's like, hell yeah, bro. And they high five. And then one of them is
not
like,
with their right hands though.
Yeah, no, they do it with their left hands because you know. Yeah.
Because, you know, Agumon's dirty.
Agumon does not wash after he jacks his dick, his dragon dick. And it's like reptilian, so it's like slimy and smells bad.
Oh, no.
So, like, it's weird. It's like an alligator. He's always erect, it's just in him. And then it slides out.
No! You've done it. You've succeeded. We've done it.
That's
ruined.
Actually, no, we just changed nothing about Digimon. We just make it so that Agumon is always erect, but it's just in him.
It's exactly the same, but like there is moments in it where he'll just turn to the camera and just say, I'm constantly erect, Ty. It's just inside me the whole time.
And that's the only reference they make to that fact.
That's the only different thing about the show. The entire show is exactly the same apart from that. Just reminds the audience periodically, every like six episodes or so, just that Agumon has a consistent boner.
Yep.
That is up inside his dragon tummy. Even when he digivolves, like sometimes he'll digivolve into War Greymon and he's like, "Don't worry, Ty, I'll stop Bergemon. And also, have you heard the fact that I have a raging boner right now, but it's inside my body? Now just let's like, kill this bird."
He just turns into the giant monster. He's like, "It's okay, though. I'm still erect and it's way bigger now."
And then he turns to Metal Greymon. He's like, "Don't worry, my dick is made of metal.
It's even harder than before.
Still inside me, though."
Yeah. Do you want to see? "No, thanks." "Okay."
And then he goes to his ultimate form, which is smaller but more armored. He's like, "Don't worry, I may have got smaller, and so has my dick, but it's covered in even more metal now."
What it lacks in length, it more than makes up for in girth.
In armor class, you can't cut this dick off.
This shit's got an AC of 20.
Yeah, baby. Dragon
plus three
code.
Sword of fuck. My plus three pork sword of fuck.
Oh god. Okay, that's good. I like that actually. Just Agumon and just turns to camera consistently throughout the show and reminds the audience that he has a alligator penis. That's good. That was a good one. That was a nice low hanging fruit to go after. I liked that.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's go with an audience suggestion then. This one comes to us from Ismay Hutton. Thank you, Ismay. You're a piece of shit. This one comes to us from her. And she has suggested The Magic Key. Do you remember The Magic Key?
I'm going to Google it.
It was a series of books that taught kids how to read.
That's The Magic Keyboard.
It was Kip... Oh, fuck. Chip, was it Chip, Kipper, and the third one? Biff. Biff, Chip, and Kipper. Is that it?
It doesn't ring a bell. I think I've seen these around, but
the
like, I never
key,
really. Doesn't change shill.
Yeah, you might have been too young for this, because this is I have explicit memories of this.
Yeah,
and you are
I think
a couple
was,
of years younger than me.
I was too young.
Yeah. This was, Biff, Chip, and Kipper. They're siblings. Christopher, Barbara, and David. So you know it's from the 90s, because who the fuck names their kid Christopher, Barbara, or David in this day and age? And they go on adventures. And that's cool. It. And they teach the children how to read. I believe it is called The Magic Key, because they utilize a magic key.
To go through a vortex to other worlds.
Yes, I believe so.
Where they
so.
Have exciting adventures such as dealing with trolls in a cavern.
Oh, and Floppy. Don't forget Floppy. There's a dog called
okay.
Floppy. Yeah, the dog is called Floppy the dog.
Okay. Yeah, we're going to change that, not because I like anyone else gives a shit, but just because I don't want to hear...
I just don't want to hear Owen say Floppy again.
I just don't want to hear Owen say Floppy the dog.
Floppy the dog is now a main character. Floppy the dog will appear consistently. Floppy the dog is the best thing about this. It was made into a television program also. But I don't really
I love-
know what...
I they have the names of the episodes, like, when they aired and everything, and I was looking through, and, like, some of them are, like, HMS Sweet Tooth, Lug and the Giant Storks, like, you know, Nadim's Machine, Biff of the Jungle, Fraser the Eraser, and then the Demon Drill.
That's, like, a fucking extinction-level
yeah.
event.
It's just, like, you literally go, like, Episode 8, Zandoodle and the Weasel Bang, Episode 23, the Demon Drill.
Okay, I need you to look at an image of the Demon Drill, because I promise you, it's not what you're expecting.
Okay.
Let me put it in the drawing board, hang on.
Okay. I
it's
want it
not
to be...
what you're expecting.
Okay. Okay.
That thing is too friendly to be called a Demon Drill. That
yeah.
just looks like a regular ass, that looks like a fucking Doc McStuffins... Power
unless
drill.
Like it's this weird moment of like he's like just you know those like cartoon character whenever they make cartoons creepy all they do is like keep them really happy but like violence happens and he's like putting his hand on his shoulder, he's like don't worry I'm not the Demon Drill and then like his eyes switch red, he's like I am, and then like drills through his head. I don't know if that's how they're going for it. Like that's the role they were gonna play. I've never read these kids books, like I don't know, maybe the kids books I pulled out of the dumpster behind the weird shop I grew up behind like,
were different
than most children's books. Sure as hell had a lot more dead things in them, but here we are.
The thing about the magic keys, they teach kids to read, right? That's
they
like
do.
The big thing. Can we teach kids to do something else with the magic key?
how to pick locks.
Yeah, what saying, can we teach the kids to do crimes, maybe?
Can we... You feel free to cut this. I'm just going to run this by you to see if it's funny or not. Can we create a series of books? It's a Republican government's worst nightmare. It's a bunch of books that turn kids gay and make them do crimes.
I am all for this for a number of reasons. Because one, more gay. There's more gay in the world, which is just always good. And two, it pisses off the Republicans. And three, crimes. Now, again, if there are any kids listening to this podcast, first of all, what the fuck is wrong with you? What's wrong with your fucking parents? Why are you letting your child listen to this podcast? You monster. We just went on a whole bit about Agumon's dick. What are you talking about? Stop it. But if there are any kids listening to this podcast, one, your parents are cool, but also, you know, and two, do crime.
What's up, you cool baby?
What's up, you cool baby? Wait, no, that's not us. Fuck. We don't endorse crime, but if you do it, just don't mention us, please.
Just make sure you're gay while you do it.
Yeah, make sure you're gay while you do it, and then it's legal, because then the cops can't arrest you for it, because you're like, oh, excuse me, I can do as much crime as I want, thank you, I'm gay. And that's all you gotta do.
Yeah, I love it.
Yeah, yeah. Nice.
Right, so the thing is that the key is the important object. The key is the key object, if you will. So we need an item that is symbolic of being gay to be the magic so-and-so.
What's an item that's symbolic of being
this
gay?
This is your area of expertise.
Items.
You were born for this, Owen.
Being gay.
The gayest object.
There was a period in the early gay culture when men would wear cock rings as jewelry. So I think the magic cock ring is a little bit too on the nose.
I have to say I'm on the gay UK.com.
Okay.
And I need you to know that there is in fact the world's first and only gay object, a sweater knit from the donated hair of more than 100 LGBT people, makes its debut during Toronto Fashion Week. That is possibly the gayest thing I've ever seen, quite literally.
So the magic sweater knitted from 100...
The magic gay hair sweater.
The magic gay hair sweater.
I'm going to send you this because I actually feel physically ill looking at it. And I hate it so much, but I feel like I can't say that. But I hate it. And sue me. It's literally gaysweater.png. It's the file. That is it. That is
okay, it's that. Yeah, that's the gay sweater. I like that a lot. Point of order, I've kind of stumbled across a pamphlet.
Okay.
I don't know if it's anti or pro-gay.
That's a weird combination.
I think it's pro-gay because the organization is called Sappho Speaks, which sounds...
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Very gay.
I have to say, though, I don't know if it's just personal experience has warped my perception, but I do now associate most trans people with baggy sweaters now.
No, that's not just you.
Yeah, I know.
I don't want to generalize, but every trans person I know, A, has a meme page, and two, wears baggy sweaters.
That's fair.
This pamphlet I found has got a bunch of gay words. Would you like to learn some gay words with me, Jay?
Teach me some gay words.
So here we go. Let's start with bad.
Whisper those sweet gay nothings into my ear.
Bad is a gay word.
Okay.
A word derived from the Anglo-Saxon word baedel, which means hermaphrodite. This word, which once meant gay, is now used to judge something to be acceptable or not. Bisexual. The sexual orientation of 80% of all Americans. Fuck yeah, dude.
Okay.
Straight people are the minority. Fuck all of you.
Yay.
We also have... I don't know if I can say any of these because this is very, very, very old and slightly racist.
Let's not, then. Let's err on the side of not being racist.
Oh, but the lambda is a Greek letter used to symbolise gayness. So if you like Half-Life, like all gamers do, guess what? You're gay now.
Do you know what the worst thing is lambda's my favourite Greek letter as well.
I guess you're gay now, my dude.
I kind of want it tattooed on me at some point, which is going to be weird if I'm in a bar and they're like, oh, I see you've got a lambda tattoo. And we're like, oh, I've been trained for this.
I've been trained, I know. Now I am a homosexual.
I am a homosexual because I have this tattoo. That's how that works. Checkmate, atheists.
Okay, so we've got that out the way. The magic sweater made from the gay stuff to teach the kids to be gay and do crimes. Yep. Let's move on. I think we need to park up for a bit. Let's pull into a lay-by. I'm going to get out front and try and sell some of my records.
Okay.
But let's do some ads as well. So let's go do some ads. Let's
I'm going to stand next to you and awkwardly file my nails.
Sounds good.
Okay.
Cowing around, crushing the stalks, stomping about. Stamping the crop, dropping the salt.
Rap records, get your rap records here. Lovely rap records, 3 for a fiver. Rap records. Why is there no one buying my fucking rap record? Rap records, 3 for a fiver. The greatest music ever made.
Have you considered that perhaps the album art of you giving Donkey Kong's erect penis, which in this case is a banana, fellatio, may not?
It's artistic. It's subtle.
It's artistic for one thing. I don't know if it's subtle.
I commissioned an oil painter to make.
I do not think that an oil painting of you sucking gorilla cock is subtle in any way, my dude.
It's not actually his dick because it's covered by a banana peel. So all I'm doing is crunching a banana, but he just happens to be there and he does happen to look very horny.
But also, eating a banana with the peel is also quite disturbing. I don't think anyone's gonna buy that. If you walked up to me and said, "Hey, I have the world's greatest rap album, and I like some rap music," I'd be like, "Hey, that's cool. I'll take a listen. Yeah, sure. I'm always up to listen to music." And then you just whipped out a banana, just bit it without peeling it, I'd be like, I need you to die now. And then I would leave.
You know what? Who won't make your bananas crunchy though? Slurp.
I was going to say Harambe and I don't know why.
Dick's out. Never forget. Rip in peace, my boy. Slurp is... Slurp is a restaurant. It's an awesome Swedish dessert store who I assume constantly have their dicks out for Harambe. You can find them on Church Street and they have all kinds of lovely desserts and things you need to survive. We need them now more than ever because we are currently surviving off a diet mainly of Doritos and beef jerky, which any nutritionist can tell you is not healthy.
Don't forget the lovely topping sauce of Dave 90210's ejaculate.
Why would you take us there? He doesn't have a penis. We've established he has. He's smooth like a boy. He's smooth down there.
It's not his penal ejaculate. I'm going to leave that up to you.
Moving swiftly on. Yes. If you want to go Slurp, do that. They're in Oliver Tree, like I say. It's a little town, and they've got. And they're there, and they're the best part of it. So go there. If you mention us, TOTC, you can get 10%. Off your order, which is fucking sick. And now we've also got time real quick to talk about my best friends. Hey, let me tell you about my best friends. Yeah. This is a new jingle for this segment of the podcast. So my best friend, if you don't know, we have a Twitter account. It's at TOTCcast, which is where you can go to get all the updates on what we do here, which is amazing. Go over there at TOTCcast, give us a follow, and you might get a shout out on the show, just like my new best friend for the week, Roy, or at Wreck-It Roy. Thank you, Roy, for the follow, and I hope you're doing well. That said, we're going to get back to it, I think. You ready to get back on the road? No one's fucking buying my albums, despite them being the greatest rap albums of all time. No one wants anything to do with it, so...
Sorry, did you say... I was already getting back in the truck.
Okay. Can you help me pack up my rap albums, please?
No.
But there's many of them.
We need to get rid of them, so just leave them here.
No, I can't just leave them here, because then that's theft of my intellectual property. And then I will be... Then that's like... It's like LimeWire. I'm leaving them on this green line.
Owen. It's not intellectual property. It's just garbage.
It's
not even intellectual garbage.
Suck my whole dick.
Fine, get in the truck.
I'm going to grab as many of these as I can and then get back in the truck.
Get in my 18-wheeler right now.
Get back in the cab of this fucking sick, of this thick rod. What's the slang term for the truck? I'm thinking of this too much. Let's get back to the fucking podcast. Okay, we're back on the road then. Let's get this fucking party started.
I just want to say that the guy who wrote those books is called Roderick Hunt, and I guarantee you someone called him Roddy Cunt.
Roddy Cunt. Roddy C, my man.
That's the guy. That's the what's the word I'm looking for? pen name we're going to use when we write those new books.
Roderick,
the magic gay sweater, from the magic 100 person hair sweater.
By Roddy Cunt.
Be Gay Do Crimes by Roddy Cunt. So
it's perfect. It's beautiful.
Let's do it. Okay, let's do another one then. You got one?
Oh, I do have one. This is a deep cut. My idea is a deep cut into the psyche of all children across the United Kingdom, and I guess beyond, because I'm pretty sure it was American. The Thumb Wrestling Federation, or the TWF.
Thumb Wrestling Federation, baby!
Thumb Wrestling Federation!
Thumb Wrestling Federation was the best part about waking up at 6 a.m. In the morning. It aired in Cartoon Network, so it did exist over there. In the United States of America and the Canada as well, if you're from Canada and other places. So it was a wrestling show from two teams of wrestling's peoples, the Dexteras and the Sinistras, looking back at it now, that's a really fucking clever name. Yeah. Like Dexteras, Sinistras, and I think that they were like, the one was always right and one was always left. That was really clever.
That's a very clever.
That's real clever.
Also, like some of these names are like actually pretty genuinely rad. Like,
yeah,
Vidi Vidi Victory. That's awesome. Hometown.
That's
Danny Kaboom. That's
Danny,
my next
Danny Kaboom
character.
Was always my favorite. By the
oh,
way.
Oh, Senator Skull.
Yeah, he was the big bad of the
big penis. Time. That's what I wish I could call my penis.
Bucks Gazillion. That's so good.
The Visitor. Jesus Christ, that's actually
yeah,
sinister.
He was the alien. And Thumb Wrestling Federation, it was essentially just a wrestling show.
Yeah.
For kids that happened to be thumb wrestling.
Oh, dude, the thumb commentators were called Dick Thompson and Colonel Cossack. That's
oh, yeah,
awesome.
No, yeah, and like Colonel Cossack was like, he had like a Yushanka on the whole time. It was amazing. I remember this so much because there was a Flash game called Royal Thumble, which I may have to try and find now. Okay, I'm closing it, but I need everyone to know that the leader of the Dexteras, Vinny Vidi Victory, is voiced by the man that voiced Joey Wheeler in the Yu-Gi-Oh! Dub. So all I can think of when he's doing a wrestle now is him going, "Nyeh!" and so on. You know Joseph Wheeler, yeah. from
it's me, Joey Wheeler. I live in Japan and I'm from New York. My sister's blind or some shit. Who gives a fuck?
My sister's blind.
My sister's blind. I did it.
Apply the handbrake, you dumb broad.
I stabbed my sisters in the eyes because she wouldn't let me go down to the Bronx and put some money on the bookies.
Wait, I was making a genuine
I'm actually a sociopath.
Hold on, I was making a genuine reference to something when I did that apply the handbrake joke. Do you not know what I'm talking about?
Is it Yu-Gi-Oh! Abridged?
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, I've actually never watched that all the way through.
You should. Anyway, so let's talk about we've gone wildly off topic. I'm probably gonna cut most of that.
You're gonna cut my joke about Joey Wheeler stabbing his sisters in the eyes.
Yes. So
why?
Yeah, so that's it. So Thumb Wrestling Federation, it's essentially just a wrestling show with thumbs instead of people. How can we ruin it, though, is the question.
I have an idea, actually, and I've had this since we started. What if... So you know... Right, hear me out. You know sex dice?
I know of sex dice.
Where you basically roll and there's like a body part.
Yeah, I know what they are. Jay, I don't have sex. I'm not. Just because I don't have sex doesn't mean I don't know how it works. Like, come
you're
on.
Not familiar with the player's handbook for sex.
I lost my PHP for sex. It's real awkward. Now, whenever someone comes around, I'm like, I've forgotten how to do sex good. I need to download a PDF. Hold on.
What if, like, we have like a home? We're rebranding it. It's like a home, like a game for couples, and you roll the dice, and then you have to wrestle with that body part. So there's just a married couple somewhere slapping each other's tits around with their tits. That's
or
it.
Or using they ass to punch they
elbows. Yeah, they're just fucking, it's just Keijo the anime, but like weird and strange. And also it comes with two like humanoid like objects that are, no, they come with humanoid objects. Two people, I don't know why I put it that way. Because of two people who are both like, they're just clones of Dick Thompson and Colonel Cossack, but in human form.
Yeah.
And they just yell a bunch. And they yell until you achieve orgasm, and that's the end of it.
But you know, you have to, in sticking with the sex, you know how sex is you need to create a rich backstory when you do sex. So you have to, like, you know, give your wrestler, your ass, a deep wrestling backstory.
It comes with a set of Lucha masks, like, from the, like, there's Vinny Vinny Vicaro ones, En Fuego ones, like, Senator Skull. There's pre-made ones, but there's also rules to, like, set up your own, like, backstory and stuff, and, like, what gameplay bonuses it gives you. Like, are you allowed to stab your partner with an actual knife? Who knows? Roll the dice and find out. Roll the dice, add to the bedroom some spice, murder your spouse, kill them. Kill them dead. Show no mercy. En Fuego.
We're kind of losing the plot a little bit.
There was no plot.
Let's tighten back up.
This plot is whack.
So let's fucking do something else. Okay, I'm gonna give you one more. We probably gonna need to get one to end on now. So I'm gonna throw a few out and see what's.
Come
sticks.
On, let's just get around to it and end me. There's a lot in the Discord. Including actual, what the fuck is that? Jesus Christ!
I meant the topic suggestion in Discord. If you're scrolling up through the drawing board, you make another comment about, oh, there's, I forget, there's a straight up penis in there. Oh yeah, no, I know there's a straight up penis.
No, I know. All right. So like, I wasn't gonna say because I had forgot. No. But the thing is, as you said, there's a literal penis. Like, it appeared. And I was thinking, do you just do that in your daily life where you just say a literal penis and then what appears?
We talk about this too much. I'm deleting that message from the Discord to this.
No! Yeah.
Then we keep talking about it on the podcast. It's never funny. We need to stop doing it.
It's funny to me.
This could be fun. This one comes to us from that one guy, JM, Jason, on Twitter. Thank you, Jason, for your support and your love. We love you very much. And he suggests Ouija boards. Ouija boards.
Ouija
boards. Waz boards.
Luigi boards.
Luigi board. We've got it. Waluigi board. Done. Right. Yep. Thank you for listening to Think of the Children.
It summons Waluigi, and then you have to seduce him or he steals your soul.
I actually really like the idea of a Waluigi board. Can we talk more about Waluigi board, please?
Okay.
It's two. You know how, like, you have, like, a yes, no, uncertain, and then, like, a keyboard, essentially, where you can... all the letters are W and A, and...
Wah!
Just wah!
Wah!
The yes option is wah, and the no option is wah. But you have to pronounce it like that.
Yeah, it's like written how, like, in Mandarin when you write it out in, like, phonetically, it's like the sign saying, yes, like, you go up as you say this. It's like wah, and then wah. And
as
then,
you put it,
and then
you...
and I just, I don't know, it's wah.
Yeah, you put it on you put your fingers on the planchette or whatever, and the planchette in the Waluigi board is shaped like a Waluigi hat, and you have to ask it you ask it your question. But you say, like, oh, you know, oh, great and powerful Waluigi. Wah! And then you ask it your question.
Oh, wah and grateful Waluigi.
Are there any Waluigis listening in this? Are there any Waluigis in the room with us right now?
I'm really terrified of the idea of, like, there being a Marvel Cancerverse-esque dimension that's just Waluigi, that's just, like, thousands of Waluigis have coalesced into one Waluigi force that's, like, eroding the galaxy, and we must appease him with sacrifices, which we communicate to him through the Ouija Waluigi board.
The Waluigi board,
or more, as it's more commonly known in some of the darker circles, the wah,
the wah Luigi board.
And
there's also,
you,
of course,
and people, when you mess up, they're like, "Why would you do that? Why is this bit?"
If you mess it up, then Waluigi, then, like, you, one of your friends becomes Waluigi. They're possessed.
Waluigi, like, takes a big old shit.
Waluigi lets out his juicy dumper and shits on your Waluigi board, making it unusable
He just, like, appears and he, like, fucking dead eyes you, like, points, like, with the eyes to you, and then he just pops a squat and just drops a fucking shit. He's like, fuck you! And he just leaves. But he doesn't go through a dimension, he just leaves your house.
He just walks out with your front door.
He's
fucking kids, where?
No, but he comes in, he's like, wah, 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 and then you say, like, then you just hear, like, and then, fuck you, Shut up, piece of shit! Fuck!
Everybody cheating out. Except for me.
And then he like, and then if you stand in his way, he just pulls out a Glock and just shoots you.
This is a I really like creepy pastas, so like this is a good one, I think. Waluigi is a cryptid now.
Waluigi is a cryptid who comes to your house, shits on your board, and then kills you if you get in his way.
Shits on your Waluigi board.
If you obstruct Waluigi in any way, he executes you with a pistol.
Mario like
not even in this context, just like in general. Like in all the games where you think you've beaten Waluigi, at the end and Mario's like, "Woohoo, I did it." He just pulls out a gun and just shoots Mario twice in the chest and just fucks off.
No, you didn't, Mario.
No. No one wins.
Say hello to God, you bitch.
No one wins with 2 9mm in the chest. And he's like, "Wah?" And then bang bang. He's like, "Oh fuck.
Hey Mario, are you ready to meet God?" I hope he's feeling merciful, you piece of shit. Wah! Blah, blah.
Tell God I'm coming for him next. Wah! Bang, bang. And he leaves. What if we just made an action movie, but it's just Waluigi, like, taking vengeance? Yes.
Oh, John Wack!
He's just like, I'm Waluigi, bitch. Just shoots. I went to say he shoots Gandalf. I don't know why.
You heard my good John Wack joke, right? Like
I did.
Okay, you just didn't laugh, so I was like,
I'm sorry.
It's fine.
Although, he's just like, I'm the Wanisher! And he vanishes you out of existence. I'm gonna make you vanish! What if we have like a Deadpool kills the Marvel Universe, but with Waluigi, he just kills everything? And we have like Sherlock Holmes shows up, he's like, I will stop Waluigi, and Waluigi's like, guess what? Gun! And just shoots him in the head. Deduce a bullet, fuckface!
Sherlock's in his mind palace, and he's like running through the corridors. Waluigi's chasing it. You just hear like the flip-flop sound, like the... of Waluigi fucking just screaming, as he fucking
like
shoots him in the head.
They're like they're doing like the whole chase, and like they have like a moment of respite, and they're like, what are we gonna do, Sherlock? He's like, I must go to my mind palace. And he sits down, and then like just really casually, like the door opens and Waluigi's there. It's like, oh cool, he's already like in meditating, and just shoots him in the head and leaves.
No,
like,
I'm imagining a sort of Candyman situation where Waluigi is in the mind palace and he kills him in the mind palace and then dies in real life, and then Waluigi climbs out of Sherlock's chest like a ghost. And then says to Watson, no one will ever believe you. Wah.
He doesn't even say anything. He's just like, wah. And then Watson's like, what? And then you obstructed him because you didn't understand his question. So Waluigi, it is his curse and his power. He just executes you.
He has to do it. He's bound cosmically to do it.
Yeah, it's his duty. Nyarlathotep gave him this curse, and he must carry it out. Otherwise, Yogg-Sothoth will awaken and destroy the galaxy once again.
So on that note, friends, if you're ever in a bathroom mirror, never say wah 3 times. Otherwise, you are technically obstructing Waluigi and he will climb out of it and kill you. I think that's it then. That was good for a Ouija board.
That went from like... We literally went from Ouija board, how that sounds like Waluigi, to we've created an Elder God.
Waluigi was always an Elder God. We just gave him form and shape.
Here on TOTC, we don't pull punches, right? We get a character, they're an Elder God now. Congratulations.
Congratulations.
Dave 90210, Elder God.
Congratulations, Waluigi. You just got promoted, bitch. No longer are you just Wario's tennis partner.
Let's see them keep you out of Smash now.
What's up, Sakurai? Am I too big yet? You piece of shit. Wah. You obstructed me from Smash from the last time.
Is there going to be another Smash game? No, because he obstructed Waluigi. His duty must be fulfilled.
That's why Sakurai's never tired. That's why Sakurai's tired all the time. He's constantly running from Waluigi.
But one day, he will not be able to run any longer.
He thinks he can appease him by putting him in as an assist trophy, but no.
No. No.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
There is no assist, only wah.
Oh God! Thank you so much for listening to Think of the Children. It's been a comedy show. I'm just loading the script up because I must have closed it at some point. Give me a joke to end on, Jay, before we go back to the before we go to the bit. Give it to me.
In the grim darkness of the far future, there is only wah.
So we're going to wrap some things up then. Thank you for listening to our broadcast. I think it was called Think of the Children. We hope you enjoyed yourself. Please keep circulating the tapes. We need you to do that now. We're in the pirate radio van, so please help us. If you want to support the show, you can do so in a number of ways. You can head over to twitter.com and follow us, which is at TOTCcast. And if you do that, you might get a shout out once my best friend, like my best friend did, who is at Wreck-It Roy. So thank you once again, Roy, for the follow. And yeah, go follow us and you might get a shout out, which is nice. We also have a Facebook page, just search TOTCcast. That should get you there if you want us in your newsfeed along with your racist uncle. So, you know, there's that. And you can join our Discord server as well. You can hang out with us, you can submit suggestions, talk to other fans of the show, all that good stuff. The link to which is in the show notes or on our website at www.totcast.com. You can also give us a review over on iTunes to help us climb the algorithms. It's the only way we're going to get up there, so we really appreciate you doing that. Go over to iTunes. I know for a fact that most of you haven't reviewed us on iTunes yet, so if you could do us that solid, we'd really appreciate it.
We have connections. We know the Dark God Waluigi. We can send him to you.
We've incepted the Dark God. So if you want to give us some money, you can do that by heading over to patreon.com/totcast and giving us a small monthly donation to help us keep the lights on and the wheels greased, literally. If you do that, you get access to some fun bonus content and exclusive patron on the Discord, and join the esteemed ranks of our patrons, Jelly, Sarah Meaden, Ramona, and Tyro. Thank you all. Your support is so, so fucking important. We really appreciate what you've all doing. And thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. We love you. And thank you. Sorry for not doing any content for a month. You haven't been charged. Paused the patron for February. So,
love is a strong word.
Okay, you do this bit every single week. We also have merch. It's built.ly/TOTC shop. You can buy some merch if you want. We don't really make any money off it. It's just there for you absolute madmen and women and NB friends. If you want it, just go buy it. It's there. And show your love for our show. I had a phone case with our show's logo on it for a while, and it was a good conversation starter, because they're like, hey, what the fuck is that? And I'm like, it's a comedy podcast I do. And like, oh, play me some of it. I'm like, no, I'm never playing you my work in front of me, because I hate myself. I have real bad performance anxiety when it comes to playing my own work. It's a fun thing.
I, on the other hand, have no shame, so like, don't get that response most of the time, apart from very specific stuff. So I'll just play bits really loud in the middle of labs, which is usually me screaming, you're a fucking cunt!
You're a cunt, mate!
My university loves me.
Before we head off then, you got anything you want to plug, Jay? Any plugs going?
I do, actually, yes. After going on about it for fucking ages, I have actually finally recorded my own actual play tabletop RPG podcasty deal. I am currently finding the time in between a bunch of bullshit to actually edit it, but hopefully I'm gonna try working on it this month, and then it should be out. I will put out like a little taster. I have to put out like a little prefix of like, we didn't record the first session, so I have to update you, and then there'll be like some little nice little shots of the parts to come. They're really funny. I'm recording with some of my friends at university. It's really cool because we're all doing it around the same table, so there's a lot of banter and silliness, and hopefully that should be good. It's going to be called, unless somebody reveals to me that there is actually something else called this, Nat One Podcast, and I will be making a Twitter and an email and all that shit as soon as possible.
Nice.
So check that out. If you want updates on it, you can find it at my Twitter, which I guess I could plug now.
Yeah.
Which is at Lich About Town.
Yeah, at Lich About Town. Go follow that for a fun update on an RPG podcast that might actually update, unlike mine. so yeah, I think that's everything then. I think we're done. Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess we should find a place to park up for the night. Jay, do you know anyone around here that we can park up with?
Maybe? I do. Back in the day, I used to know this guy, Harvard Matthews.
Harvard
Matthews. You may know the famous school that was named after him. Harvard's Automobile Repair Workshop School.
Oh, I know this.
Yeah.
In Cornwall, yeah.
So, yeah. As we are conveniently in Cornwall, maybe, maybe not, Ismail never know, we could go see him if we were there, and he might put us up for the night. He does run a cult. That's actually what the school is. It's just a cult. but he has high-quality narcotics and assault weaponry that we could use to defend ourselves.
Does he? Now, my question will always be this. How defensible are the buildings?
They are manned by people constantly high on cocaine with Kalashnikov, so I'm sure that's probably fine.
Should it come to it, would I be able to erect barbed wire fences?
Yes.
Then in that case, I feel perfectly secure.
If you want to even erect a dispenser. You're welcome.
Erecting a dispenser. Dispenser.
I need to listen. Have you heard the fucking, like, the remix of him?
Yeah.
This thing runs on autopilot. Anyway.
So I'm going to go erect some iron walls in Cornwall, maybe.
Sandra down!
I guess we're done. My name has been Owen Piper.
I'm going to lower the bar because we're broke, so I'm not going to say my name unless you give me at least 30 pence. So.
You know we've already achieved that, right?
Fuck, I meant 30 pounds.
I don't want to be that guy. I think we've achieved that also.
Oh, 300?
No, not even close.
Okay, cool.
And you've been listening to Think of the Children. We got it in one. Thank you so much for listening.
Hello, mortals, and welcome to Half Damage, a Curse of Strahd actual play podcast with a twist like no other. Listen if you dare, for only horror and pain lurk inside.
It seems to be growing lollipops for some reason.
I'm starting to cry. I'm so happy.
No, that's not what I... Can we roll the...
I have stared into the abyss, and the abyss has frosted tips.
That is clearly not what I want. I squeezed to G's, Jerry. If you...
I'm hovering on the doorway of Flavortown.
Jerry, you cut this out right now, or I swear!
Where there was nothing there before, now hangs a lifeless gray body that fixes its dead eyes upon you. Or more accurately, fixes your dead eyes upon
no,
you.
No.
That's more like it. Venture in if you think you have the stomach for it. Find Half Damage on all podcast apps or on iTunes under podcasts. I can't wait for you to enter my domain. Jerry, you're so f***ing fired.
One Letter Better, the wordplay comedy podcast you didn't know you needed, right when you need it. We're relaunching with Season 2 in March with a brand new format and a bunch of great guests, and we'd love to have you there. Learn more and join the community at bit.ly/wordpod. And make sure you're subscribed to One Letter Better, wherever you like to listen.